AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A bill before the Senate would codify the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion nationwide. A late draft suggests the Supreme Court may overturn Roe v. Wade. New Hampshire Democrat Maggie Hassan says women have a right to make this kind of decision.
Not some Supreme Court justice, people who know nothing about the circumstances that women and their families are facing. How dare they presume to substitute their judgment?
South Dakota Republican John Thune says this isn't about codifying Roe v. Wade.
Rather, they're attempting to codify the most extreme views of the extreme pro-abortion lobby. Make no mistake about it.
Republicans are expected to block the bill in a test vote. Inflation slowed last month after months of gains. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Consumer prices still rose in April by 8.3% from a year earlier, but that was below the four-decade high 8.5% in March. On a monthly basis, prices rose at the smallest rate from March to April in 8 months. Several factors point to inflation peaking, like falling natural gas prices and an expected drop in used car prices. The Federal Reserve has started what might be the fastest series of interest rate hikes in 33 years, in hopes of pulling off the both tough and risky task of slowing inflation without causing a recession. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Investors found some glass half-full signals in the data. Stocks are higher. A Kremlin-installed official in a southern region of Ukraine, seized by Russian troops, says the area will ask Moscow to annex it. The city of Tokyo says it will start recognizing same-sex partnerships, but the unions will not be considered legal marriages. This is AP News. Hyundai is recalling thousands of vehicles.
The problem is fuel hoses can leak in the engine compartment and cause fires. The recall covers some 2013 and 2014 Sonata sedans, many of which were recalled for the same problem in 2020. In that recall, dealers inspected the hoses and replaced them if they were damaged. If not, heat-resistant tape was installed. This time, all the faulty hoses will be replaced. Hyundai says there are no confirmed crashes, fires, or injuries, but it does have 138 reports of problems. This comes after the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration stepped up a series of investigations into engine compartment fires that have plagued Hyundai and Kia. I'm Rita Foley.
A Florida school board overruled their superintendent's plan to cover up a page showing students waving rainbow flags and a Love is Love sign during a walkout against the state's so-called Don't Say Gay law. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.